Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Carolyn, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi there.
I have an issue I don't know how to deal with. In my family of origin, my mom and dad never argued or discussed, and I just really never learned to work problems out.
Okay.
And my history with my husband is I kind of get upset with something, and I don't know how to effect any change. And so I think, well, that's it. I'm out of here. And I've done that, you know, way too much.
Okay.
So now... So now we are in a situation where I'm wanting to do some remodeling in the house, and it's not going to happen if we don't get some things cleaned out and thrown away, and I just am not able to get him willing to move. He, you know, I'm the one that wants to do it. He's not. He's willing, but he, you know, he's not the one that wants to do it. And I, for the life of me, can't figure out how to get him start to work with me, because a lot of this.
I got it. How long have you guys been married?
About 27 years.
Okay. Would you view it? Do you think he loves you? I hate these long breaks. I really, truly do. When I ask questions like, "Why the? You're not sure?"
Not intensely. No, I think I think is quite self-centered, and he also, I mean, he doesn't know how to talk and work things out either. And he's kind of like an injured child, and I'm not real great with that.
Well, but you didn't actually answer the question. Do you think he loves you?
I guess I don't know.
Do you love him?
We've been together a long, long, long time. And,
that doesn't answer the question, does it, Sugar Plum? Listen, I hear exactly where you are. And my mom actually... my mom and my dad were very, very similar in that my mother came from a household like yours where they would be sarcastic with one another, which kids don't get sarcasm. So when my grandfather was really mad at my grandmother, he would either say nothing or he'd say, "Yes, dear." And kids think that that's, you know, that they're loving each other, and they don't. So my mother didn't know how to argue either. And my father grew up with a single parent, so there was nobody around to argue with. So my mother's response was to just, you know, to roll over and play dead, and my father's was to yell, which wasn't, I mean, neither of those, all those communicated to each other was that they were unhappy, and there was never any meeting in the minds. It would occur to me, I mean, I can help you with the how to present something. How to discuss something that the two of you, because you don't necessarily have to argue. You can just present things and in a way that's not threatening to either of you. I can probably help you figure out how to get the house in shape to remodel. But the question really, Caroline, I think is at this moment is, do either of you have any interest in working on this relationship? Because if you do, then that's the place to start. If you don't, then it may make some sense to walk away from each other, because it sounds like neither of you are very happy. Then to communicate means that, first of all, you have to be willing to trust that the other person is willing to listen, cares to listen. And that's why I asked you that kind of rude question, is do you think he loves you and do you think you love him? Because if you have a sense that he loves you than going to him and saying, look, I know you love me, and I know I'm not always lovable, but what if we started here? Conversely, being able to say to him, I love you, and I don't know that I'm very good at communicating that, and I guess one of my questions is, do you love me? But the two of you at this moment, and I need to start with you because you're the one I've got on the phone, is, because we're talking about some serious work here, is it worth it to you? And if you love him, you know, if you love somebody, you can get to the point. I mean, you're willing to try a lot of stuff because you love them. If you don't love them, then things become an intellectual exercise, or they become something that you're willing to try temporarily, but there's no real emotional involvement. I guess we're talking a lot about turning the other lobe today. And so if you're saying, look, he's a pain in the neck, I don't know how to argue with him, and that's my issue, and maybe I need to learn it for the next relationship, but in terms of him, you know, there's just, we don't talk with each other, we don't have a great sex life, our kids are grown, we don't agree on anything, you know, why put all the effort in? And the answer is that either, and saying, well, it's, we've been together a long time, do you want to be together any longer is the question. Do either of you have any interest in going forward? And if you do, then where do we start? And so before, I mean, as I said, I can help you with those other two issues because they're really, it's kind of like taking a dance lesson. Is here's where you start, here's where you need to end up, and here are the steps in between. But, there has to be a motivating factor here beyond the, maybe it would be an interesting thing to try. Because when people are trying to change an interaction, there is progress, and then there is either plateauing or sometimes there's backsliding. And the thing that keeps people involved during those phases is the sense that I care, you know, there's so much involvement here. I care so much about this person that I'm not willing to do it forever, but I'm willing to do it for longer than sense makes because I have this emotional commitment to this person. If you don't, and I'm not saying that you should, this isn't a rhetorical question. This is saying you need to decide that either this guy is worth it to me because, you know, even though he's a pain in the neck, he's my pain in the neck, I love him. You know, I really want to, and whatever love means at that particular moment, that I really want to spend the rest of my days on this earth with this person. I just want it to be a little happier for both of us. That's a very different level of commitment than, you know, we need to get the house remodeled, especially because he doesn't really want to play. And I don't know if his unwillingness to play is saying, I don't want to spend a lot of money because I'm not sure that she really loves me, or I have to work harder for it, or I don't know where he is, but I don't think you know where he is either at this moment. And if you love somebody, then you're willing to go out on a bit more of an emotional limb. You're willing to be a bit more vulnerable because there's a sense that I have this involvement with this person, that I care enormously. I love this person. And if you don't, it doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It doesn't necessarily mean he's unlovable. It just means that I have a different cost-benefit ratio, a different analysis than I would if I love him. Do you see what I'm saying to you?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and I know it feels kind of, because it's scary to feel like you love somebody who may not love you back. But love, mm-hmm. Love isn't a contract. There are people that we wish we could love because our lives would be much easier, and they love us. Or there are people we wish we didn't love because either they're a pain in the neck, or it's inconvenient to love them, or that they do or don't love us back. But I think you need to start with that. I'll tell you what, we're about to come up on a break anyway. I'm going to give you, a couple of minutes isn't long enough to figure it out. But it may be long enough to sort it through a little bit. Or maybe there's some more questions that question is engendered. Because that's the place to start. Because if you feel like, you know, I'm done with this relationship, then we figure out how to dismantle it as gracefully and generously as possible. If you do love him, then it may be worth it to take some risks here. So let me put you on hold and let you at least sort of mull the question temporarily. All right, and I'll be back to you in a couple minutes. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Carolyn, who's been married to somebody for 27 years, and she admits that she's not been ever very good at confrontation, and he's not very good at dealing with his feelings, and they now have an issue where she wants to do some remodeling around the house, and he needs to get rid of some junk or some stuff. And she's having a hard time dealing with that. And I said, well, let's start with the basics. Basically, do you want to be with this dude? Do you love each other? And Carolyn, were you able to give that any more thought over the brief period of time?
Yeah, I guess a better question for me would have been, how do I get this guy into counseling? I've tried before.
And what would the purpose of the counseling be, Carolyn?
Because I feel like there's really something there. I guess if he's not willing to start dealing more head on with his feelings, that even though I really don't want to end the relationship, I would. But
all right, let me suggest a slightly different way of doing this. Because let me be honest with you, you going to your husband at this moment, where the relationship is in such a fragile condition, and saying, "Look, you need to go into counseling." It's not going to work. It's just not. He's not going to do it. All right. And I don't want to set you up to fail. But how about if you went to him and you said to him, "I mean, what I would do, when in doubt, the truth is really easy to remember." And I would go, I would take him for a walk tonight, because we know that men tend to get a little confrontational eyeball to eyeball, which, of course, as women, that's what we do. We say, we have to talk. And we eyeball to eyeball them, and they get defensive, they get angry, or they get sullen, or whatever. Not the way to do it. Take him for a walk. And maybe even hold his hand. And say, you know what? I called Brown today. Because, you know, I admit, I don't know how to deal with confrontation. My parents never did it, and I never learned. So I threaten to leave all the time, which I know makes you crazy, because it certainly more than implies, it states loudly and clearly that I'm not committed to this relationship. I know that's really hard. You didn't grow up in a situation that really encouraged you to talk about your feelings. And I've probably made it worse by threatening to leave all the time. But here's what happened. I called Brown, and, you know, I admitted all this. And I said, you know, here's the thing I want you to help me with, is I want to remodel the house, and he won't help me with it. And Brown, instead of sort of saying, okay, well, here's what to do, said, do you think he loves you? And there was this long silence. And she said, oh, my gosh, I hate when that happens. And then I said, do you love him? And I told her that we'd been together a long time, and she pointed out that wasn't what she asked. And then she sort of did this thing, which was really upsetting, because I really called with some, you know, for a request for some very specific information, and she's saying, this relationship is in much worse shape than you think it is. So, husband of mine, what I then came back of thinking about this and saying, well, you know, I need to get him in counseling. And Brown, again, she shot me down. She said, not going to happen. So, husband of mine, what I want us to do at this moment, we're not enemies. We've spent, a quarter of a century together. We have kids or a mortgage or a dog or whatever's true for the two of you. Do you want to go forward in this relationship? Tell me what would make you happy in this relationship at this moment. And I've had the advantage, because I've had a couple of hours to think about this. But what I would like, and if I were you, kiddo, I wouldn't start with counseling, because he's going to be resistant to that. He's going to figure it's just going to be one more person yelling at me and telling me what a bad guy I am. So that's just not, I'm not suggesting the two of you might not both benefit by some marital work at some point. But he's not going to go into counseling by himself at this moment, because as far as he's concerned, that's a statement of not only culpability, that's all his fault, but vulnerability. There's something wrong within him that needs to be fixed. So he's not going to do it, whether he should or shouldn't. And at this moment, I think the two of you probably need to do some marital work. You may both need to do some individual work. But there's no reason to do it unless the two of you are committed to one another. And so I would just be honest with him. I'd say, here's, you know, I can, and you need to have some statement in your mind, and you have a partial statement. Except I think the partial statement says, if you're not in therapy, and I don't think the word is therapy. I think you did a much better job when I pushed you a little bit on it. You said, I need to know more what you're thinking. Now, part of what I think you're going to have to offer him, Carolyn, is I promise I will stop threatening to leave. You know, if I even one more time sort of say, all right, I'm out of here, I'm done, then I either have to leave or give you $20, because I don't want this. You know, we're not enemies. We may or may not be friends, but we need to sit down and figure out together if either or both of us are willing to put the energy and the commitment and the vulnerability and the time and the tears and the effort into remembering who we once were to each other and who we could be again if either of us have the interest. And it's not about figuring out who's right or who's wrong or who the bad guy or who the good guy is. It's just about taking an assessment of where both of us are at this moment. And what I realized when she asked me the question is I didn't feel very loved. My guess is I haven't made you feel very loved. And the question is, where do we go from here? Do either of us have any interest in trying to do some work on this relationship? Because it's going to take work from both of us. And then I would shut up. And if you need to, you can sort of play this in a half hour. You can download it and play it for him so you don't even have to go through the whole thing. But that's what I would do, because I think at this moment, this is not a decision that you have to make unilaterally. And you need to know your own feelings, and it sounds to me that you do have some sense that something has to change. And it's not about getting rid of his junk so you can remodel. It's getting rid of his baggage so the two of you can put together a more stable basis for your relationship. So getting rid of his junk to remodel is the metaphor. It's not actually the task. It's the metaphor. Because the two of you have to decide if both of you can let go of the anger and the hurt and the upbringing and the nonsense to see if there's not a way that both of you are motivated to build a better foundation than you've got to go forward. But you can't make it all about him. Oh, you have to go in counseling. And the marriage counseling, if I were your marriage counselor, the first thing I'd say is, well, what do both of you want? And if neither of you were sure, and neither of you are sure you want to go forward in this marriage, you're not a great candidate for marriage work. I mean, other than to figure out how to dismantle it or how to figure out. But I think both of you have to do the work that say, yeah, I want to work on this. Not because it's going to be too expensive to get rid of the house right now, but because, you know, I care about you, and I'd like to get back in touch with those feelings, and I'm willing to do some work to do that.
Okay.
All
right. Yeah. Done.
And I'm here. You know, I'm not going anyplace. And so, if both of you decide that you want to do some work with me, that's fine, because it's a little less scary than a therapist. But I think that's what I would do, not saying to him, this is what you have to do. But look, this is, and as I said, the easiest thing may be to just download the podcast, but you can do it. Talk with him, and then I'm here if you need me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing interesting for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I got questions about my kids. It's been bothering me for years. I don't know what is the best way to build his confidence. I mean,
How old is your son?
12.
How many kids do you have?
Two. And
what's the age of the other one?
13.
Is that a boy or a girl?
Girl.
So the girl is really good in school and really smart and charming, and the 12-year-old isn't so good in school?
He do very good at school. He's just not as good as my daughter. I mean, my daughter got straight A. He got 80% A. Good enough.
Well, sure. And I mean, if your family is like most families in this circumstance, that the 13-year-old is really good at school, but the 12-year-old has lots of friends, is really easy to get along with, has a really nice sense of humor. Yes?
Yes. He has more friends than my daughter.
Exactly. That's what I'm telling you. So I mean, I think what you need to do is make sure you don't compare the two, but just point out that he is charming, he has lots of friends, that he's perhaps better coordinated, he is more of an athlete. I think it's really hard when you have kids, especially just two, not to compare them, but if you can possibly not do that, I mean, your son will just focus on what he's good at. But the thing about self-confidence, Vicki, is that it really comes from self, not from parent. And I think that all you can do is make sure that you don't compare them, so he doesn't feel like no matter what he does, that his big sister is going to get more attention. Just give him attention for what he does well.
So if he say, well, I want to quit this activity, I want to quit that, and you know, I want to quit Boy Scout, I want to quit.
Why does he want to quit Boy Scouts?
Because it's too boring. He hates camping. He hates.
All right. Well, I mean, those seems like voluntary activities. So what does he want to do instead?
He want to do nothing.
Well, no, I think you can say to him, you can't do nothing, but you can pick your activities if you like.
I did that.
Well, I mean, look, you know what? I have a rule that whenever I buy a new piece of clothing, that I have to throw away something else. And I think we could do this in reverse for your son, that what you can say is that you're allowed to throw away some activity, but you have to put something else in place. So say, all right, you don't have to do Boy Scouts if you don't want to, but you have to figure out debate club or Future Farmers of America or something.
You know, a lot of friends told me that he might have too many activities.
Well, he may.
But he doesn't know how to drop it. I really,
Well, Vicki, what does he do other than Boy Scouts?
Oh, he's taking Chinese class.
Okay.
He is in a band.
Okay.
He has a paper route to share with his sister.
All right, well, so you told me if he wasn't doing Boy Scouts, he wasn't doing anything. He's doing all this other stuff.
Right.
So let him drop Boy Scouts.
We are thinking about it. Yeah.
No, Vicki, these are voluntary activities. He's allowed to choose, not you. You can't control, you don't want to control your kid's life. You may want to control your kid's life, you shouldn't.
But how should I say, you know, every day you come home, there's just somebody stupid at school.
Well, but that's okay. I mean, that's how kids talk.
And what about he say, you know, I'm stuck at this class,
Vicki, has it occurred to you that it may be just to get your attention because his sister comes home and says, I'm good at everything, and he feels he can't be as good as his sister, so he says, I suck at it. So say to him, what do you want to do about it? Do you want some help? And just let it, instead of sort of saying, no, you're good at it, say, well, what do you want to do about it? Do you want to study harder? You tell me, what can I do to help you?
Well, he said, I want to quit.
We can't quit classes. He can quit Boy Scouts.
And then he said, Chinese is not class.
Whose idea was Chinese? Are you guys Chinese?
Yes, I am.
So you want him to learn Chinese?
Yes.
Okay. So he's got a paper route. He's making 80% A's. He's in band. He's in Boy Scouts. So does he already speak Chinese?
No. No, that's a problem. I think he didn't practice that. I don't think he's that. I think he's pretty good. He's just as good. I told him.
Well, but Vicki, it's not whether he's good about it or not. It's whether he enjoys it or not. You don't want to make your kid into a robot. You want to make your.
I don't know what does. I'm trying to find what does he enjoy. I don't know.
But Vicki, maybe you don't have to find that out. Maybe he has to find that out for himself. How about if you made him the deal that said, look. If you can find something you like to do better than Chinese, then you can do it. Just tell me what it is, and you can switch Chinese out for something you think you'd enjoy better.
I think I did that when he dropped guitar.
Okay. So then he put in band. So he's trying that. Vicki, he may be one of those kids who just keeps trying things. Look, this is a kid who's getting 80% A's. He's got a paper route. He's in the band. He's okay.
It's fine.
He's just not your daughter. You can't, he may need some space to breathe. Let him, I think your deal is exactly right of saying, you tell me what you think will be fun, and you can do fun. I mean, being a kid should be fun. He works very hard at school. He's in the band. He's got a paper route. And maybe he wants to play baseball or something, or maybe he doesn't want to play anything.
No, he doesn't want the intense sport, which we've been saying, okay, try the intense sport, everybody.
Let him choose, Vicki. He did nothing.
He said, I don't want anything.
Well, I mean, I think with a paper route in band, how about if, Vicky, would you be content if he did either Boy Scouts or Chinese, but he doesn't have to do both? He could choose one of those others. He could choose either Boy Scouts or Chinese. Would you be okay with that?
No, not really.
Vicky.
I kind of want him to try different things.
Vicky,
I don't
he's tried them
up.
Both. He's tried them both. If he doesn't like it, why would you make him say to do something he doesn't like? Because it makes you happy? Vicky, do you have a job?
I've been laid off.
Vicky, we need to get you a job. You're a smart woman with a lot of energy, and you can't run your kid's life. You have to run your own. That's part of it right now. Who were you working for before?
Auto industry.
Okay. What are you good at?
I think it's management, coordination, that kind of.
Are you? Do you have your resumes out someplace?
I'm trying.
Okay.
I'm also going to school too. So.
Okay. Vicky, you have a lot of energy. You have a lot of ambition. That's wonderful. If you back off your kid, he's going to be a happier kid, and he'll find his own pattern. Maybe some volunteer activity. Maybe go work at a homeless shelter. Maybe go give speeches about China. Do something, honey, that absorbs some of this time and energy, because your son is just going to resist you. And so he's going to make stupid decisions just because he doesn't want them to be your decision.
So you're saying if I'm out of the house, he probably will be a little bit better.
Well, because you're going to have something to absorb some of your time and energy, and you're not going to be on his case quite as much. And he'll be happier, and you'll be happier.
So for him to be happier, would he be okay when he grow up? When he be 20, do you think so?
Yeah, I think he will. And I think he will be, because he'll be making more of his own choices. I think choices you make for him, even if they're smart choices, won't work as well as choices he makes for himself, even if they're stupid choices. Because he's got to learn to make decisions for himself. And the only thing he knows how to do right now is either please you or fight you. It shouldn't be about you. It should be about him.
Okay.
Okay, your older daughter pleases you. He doesn't know how to please you as much, so he fights you. And that's just as silly. If there's less you around to because of all that energy and all that intellect you bring to things, because you're putting it someplace else that works for you, then he'll make more choices for himself, and he'll learn more.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah.
Well,
and you'll
feel,
be happier.
I feel when I was a kid, I don't have that many choices.
I know. But you have them now. So use them now. Honey, you grew up in China. He grew up in America. He has all those choices you didn't have. And he feels differently about them because he has them. Go make some choices for Vicky. Go make some choices for you. Maybe you go take Chinese, or maybe you go take piano. Go do some things for yourself. He'll be happier and you'll be happier.
Okay.
Go take some of those choices for you. I know you're trying to give to your son what you didn't have, but he doesn't appreciate it, and you'll be much happier with it. Go do something for Vicky.
All right.
Go take piano. Go take saxophone. Go learn to knit. Go do something that makes you happy, that you wanted to do as a kid.
Well, I'm taking class, and I feel happier, you know.
Well, but go add something else. Go do something silly. Go do something. Did you want to play a musical instrument when you were a kid?
I do. I did. I do take some classes. I keep my time busy.
I don't want you to be busy. I want you to be happy. I want you to do something that's
it's
fun.
It's fun. Yes. It is fun.
All right. Go do something fun for Vicky. Back off your son for a week and see if it doesn't work better. You don't have to do it forever. Just try it for a week.
Well, I think now it's most my husband is deal with it, but I just don't know if I should, you know, not to give him those choices.
Well, but Vicky, this sounds like a really good kid who's working really hard. And he, make sure that he finds the him in it, not just trying to please mom or fight with mom about it. Just back off a little bit and see where you get. Try it for 2 weeks and call me back and tell me how you're doing, all right? 2 weeks, that's all I'm saying.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. Enzymes with fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Okay, this is not a great week for DVD, but listen, I shouldn't say that, but that's not fair. There is one really good DVD and one so-so DVD. Both of them have big names in it. One is hit by, well, actually there are three, but one of them I did not see. They're supposed to send it to me and I haven't gotten it yet, which is the Salma Hayek Everly, which kind of, where she plays an assassin, who's, and her boyfriend is out to get her, and, yeah, okay. Didn't do terribly well in the theaters, what a surprise. So that's Everly that comes out this weekend. Didn't see it, as I said. Hit by Lightning is John Cryer, who, I mean, John Cryer, as we know, I mean, he's had a very successful TV career and a little bit of a movie career. He basically is manages a fast food chain, likes his cats, wants desperately to fall in love, feels that train has, you know, has passed him by. So he goes online and meets Danita, who's Stephanie Sozak. Obviously, they spend all their money on John Cryer because the rest of the people are not nearly as well-known. He goes to meet her, finds out that she's everything he was hoping for, charming, intelligent, gorgeous, and seems to think he's great. And so John's best friend, who's Will Sasso, is a little nervous because he thinks that Ricky is kind of not, you know, that much of a stud muffin, so he's kind of nervous about it. And she, Danita, finally says, okay, well, I'm married, but it's a loveless marriage, and he's, of course, and if you can't see this plot coming, then you're not paying much attention. He's a successful crime novelist who was accused of killing his ex-wife years before. And she tells John Cryer that she's terrified that he will strike again, and the only way she can be free of him is for Ricky to kill him. Okay, this is supposed to be a romantic comedy, and the idea is that he is so smitten by her, he wonders, can homicide lead to a happy ever after? I mean, this, as you can hear, is not a terrific movie. John Cryer, as I said, is a charming man, and I think part of it is the premise is just so, first of all, we've seen it before, and second of all, it's not... I mean, there's something kind of, I mean, it's kind of like Strangers on the Train, right? The idea of being that each person will kill the other person's wife. And I don't know, comedies about murder, not my favorite. Jennifer Aniston won an Oscar nomination for Cake because it was kind of a fearless performance. She is certainly viewed as one of the beauties of our generation or of these days. And she plays that without makeup, or at least not much makeup. But again, this is one of those movies that is so difficult to watch. All right, here's the deal. She's in a support group. She has visions of one of the women who suicided in the support group seems to be haunting her. And she's in chronic pain. So she seeks out the husband, the widower of the woman who suicided, who's, of course, the hunky Sam Worthington. Okay, folks, the William H. Macy is in this, Chris Messina's in it, Lucy Punch is good, Felicity Huffman is very good, Mamie Gummer, who is the daughter, right? The person who actually walks away with this movie, even though Jennifer Aniston is good in it, but it's just such a dour part, and the fact that she's playing without makeup, I mean, apparently this is the way that the beautiful actresses get nominations as they play a part without makeup. And it's not that she's bad, it's just that somehow the movie doesn't quite work. The person you feel the most sympathy for is Adriana Barraza, who is her housekeeper. And that's the only person that you really think, okay, well, this you know, makes some sense. We really like this particular person. What can I tell you? I think it was a movie that I mean, it's not that Jennifer Aniston can't act, because I think she can. It's just a part that's really dour, so I don't think it worked terribly well. All right, so pick of the week, I don't know. I guess see Cake, because neither of the movies, as you can tell, I was crazy about. But there will be better movies ahead, and they're probably better to watch so you can fast forward through them than in the movie theater. All righty, so... So, Manny, you want to? Should we do a quickie email here to finish up our hour?
Yeah, let's do it. This one is from William, and William says, Dr. Joy, you've mentioned that you would consider changing your book title of Dating for Dummies. Any chance this may happen? I have a male friend who needs to read this badly, but he would think he's above this. Thanks. Big fan. Listen to you so long. I pride myself in guessing what you're going to tell your callers.
Yeah, it's called Beat the Doc, right? All right, there you go. William, I appreciate that. Let me just tell you the story, which is when they came to me, when the Dummies people came to me, and I was the first touchy-feely. The rest of the books had been computer they were about, you know, Windows for Dummies and computer languages for dummies. So I was the first touchy-feely. And they said, we'd like you to write a book about dating. And I said, great. And they said, I'm not sure there's a book there, maybe a booklet. And the Dating for Dummies is like 460 pages or something. So, and that's only the first 6 months. It turns out once you start really looking at something, it kind of expands like a tea leaf or something. They said, it's called Dating for Dummies. And I said, no, we can't do that. My readers aren't dummies. But that's the series. That's the name of it. And the book probably did. It's the second most popular dating book ever written after Men Are from Mars. And it's been out not as long. So at some point it'll probably be, it'd be neck and neck with it at least. I think they still own the rights to it, so I probably can't change it. I could write another book, I suppose, about dating. And actually did. I wrote another book called Dating Disasters, which didn't do nearly as well. And I think part of it is, it was fun to write. It's kind of a snotty book, to be quite honest. But I don't think what you could do, here was the other alternative, because they weren't going to change the title. That's the franchise. Other authors have come up to me and said, well, how did you be able to use their title? I didn't. It was their book. I mean, it was my book. I wrote every word of it, but it was their franchise. But what I was suggested we could do is that we could get inside the book, you know, like you could have a sticky thing that said Dating for Millionaires. You know, you could slap it on the cover. So maybe we could make a different. And I was serious about it, that you could Dating for Millionaires or Dating for, for yacht owners or Dating for CEOs, so that you could slap it on the cover as where it, with the same type and the same logo as opposed to Dating for Dummies. But so the idea was at the beginning, I don't think they'd let me change it at this moment, and given the fact that it was a fairly successful book, I don't know, I don't think I'd wait for it anytime soon. Maybe you could just, but the first sentence in the book, the very first sentence says, when it comes to dating, we're all dummies. And then just go on beyond that. So maybe you could explain to your friend that it was really supposed to be titled Dating for Wonderful Human Beings Who Just Could Use a Little Help. I really did want to have little things you could slap on it. What can I tell you? Alrighty, 855-99-37569. That's the problem about something. If the book had been so well, I could probably buy it back from them and change the title. But I don't think they'll let me do it now that it's successful. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is until this summer when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.